I always got this feeling from her from day one of not feeling fully safe, but also not necessarily knowing why.
You even lightly describing it is making the palms of my hands sweat.
She put me through hell for years, and she seemed to love every minute of it.
Coming back from this whole thing has been a blow, not only financially, but also mentally.
How did we not see this? It's been going on for a long time.
I'm autistic, and I've never hated someone this much. Even after a year of therapy, I still hate her, and I don't think I'll ever stop.
It just didn't make sense. It wasn't right. And there was nothing I could do. Nobody believed me.
She absolutely needs attention. It's the only thing she cares about.
My favorite topic is myself.
Before Kirsten fled LA in a blaze of scandal in mid-fall 2021, she was a style influencer with a genderless kids clothing brand called Tiny Bangs. She founded the company in 2017 with her two oldest kids.
I don't mean to brag, but my kids are celebrities, so...
Cool, Kirsten. Tiny Bangs always seemed like a way for her to give her kids the colorful 90s nostalgic childhood of her dreams. Kirsten's childhood was pretty messed up. Kicked out at 13, juvie, homeless... Pregnant at 19, you get the idea. But now she was an influencer and she had followers and three cute kids who everybody loved. She was only 32 and with the past she had, not bad.
She made herself seem like a powerhouse that could do it all.
Her company was growing, she was doing a podcast, and back in March, she even hired a friend to ghostwrite her memoir.
I'm always there for a good time. People will tell me constantly to like stop joking because I think everything's funny, even my impending possible death.
That was the other reason for the memoir.
So I have Crohn's disease. I've ended up in the ER too many times.
She worried it was something worse than Crohn's, so down the bucket list she went. What could possibly go wrong?
Y'all are just popping off because you want someone to cancel? Cancel me. You're bad at it, idiots. You're sitting on your asses talking about me. Do you think I fucking care? I don't.
She does.
Clearly going through some kind of mental breakdown. Let's try to be empathetic.
I don't know how much longer I have to live even. That's why I am trying so hard to figure everything out so fast.
She needed help, but not the kind we thought.
I've never lied.
She publicly melted down in mid-September. There were many reasons, but one really stood out as more chaotic than the rest.
I'm not white. I'm indigenous. I'm not Elizabeth Warren indigenous. I have my ancestry.
None of this is true. Very long story.
She was using her like newly claimed minority status as a weapon.
I got the bingo card of can't be canceled.
I don't think I've ever had my status as a black person called into question. I'm extremely unambiguous. She told me that she was more POC than I was.
While Kirsten burned down her progressive image and her brand, people were speaking up. Soon it came out that she had a long history of shady scams and heinous abuses. And when it came to her victims, let's just say she had a type.
Kirsten basically takes these people who are minorities, who are in oppressed groups, who are in dire situations, and finds what they need the most.
She claims to be a safe space for neurodivergent people and a safe space for trans people, and she's the exact opposite.
If I hire you, it's not because I need you, it's because I want to help elevate you. I was just trying to help you out.
I don't know what her motive is to hurt marginalized people so badly, but she does.
Kirsten does a really good job of going after women who have mother wounds like she does.
I've never had a mom.
Oh, she definitely has a mom. Once it came out that Kirsten had scammed everyone in her orbit one way or another, she fled Los Angeles for her hometown of Kansas City, Missouri. You'd think people would be elated she was gone. Nope. Everyone was terrified and extremely pissed off. Not only did Kirsten flee California so she could avoid being served with lawsuits, she also took her three young kids with her. Without their dad. Even though Kirsten and her husband Steven had just celebrated 10 years of marriage, she turned to him, said, "I want a divorce. I'm moving back home. I'm leaving in a week. By the way, I'm taking the kids. Oh, and one more thing. You're paying for all of it." And he agreed.
What the f*** is Steven thinking? Like, what is he thinking?
And he was blowing me off when I was trying to warn him. I think he genuinely never thought that she would do it to him.
This does not turn out great. Especially for the kids. Kirsten pulled off her escape.
I would like a nice quiet life. I never asked to be famous.
Good thing you're not, but she left something really important behind with one of her last victims. Kirsten left her laptop with her ghostwriter. And she never disconnected it from her phone. That ghostwriter is me. My name is Carrie Zander, and this is Tiny Scams.
Telling me I don't try, all I do is try. The pedestal you own is much too high. You're just another Icarus lying in the sky. Too close to that bright white eye. You got me holding on tight, so tight. I'm too small for a fight tonight. You're telling me that I am wrong and you're always right. I can't take it no more, so I'm saying goodbye. Cry, baby, cry. Don't you leave one dry eye. Cry, baby, cry. Cause this is me and I'm sick.